This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We were talking China just a little bit up at the top of the program, the trade talks that are grinding on. We're going to do a little historical China word association right now, all right? I say China and high tech. You say world-beating companies like Alibaba or Tencent, right? Or threat, maybe, as in the Chinese surveillance and hacking state. Or unfair, with illegal subsidies and shutting out foreign competition. One way or another, technology is at the heart of how Beijing is going to exercise its power in the global economy. And those are plans that go back a long way. Tomorrow, May the 4th, is the 100th anniversary of a key moment in that history when Chinese leaders decided their country needed to go modern. Marketplace's Scott Tong. Once upon a time, our bureau chief in Shanghai takes us on a very short march.
The Chinese government tends to go big on anniversaries. This week, state TV featured youth singing, or lip-syncing, in commemoration of an event a century ago.
1919 would be the year that sparked China's renaissance. Thousands of students gathered at the center of Beijing's Tiananmen Square on the afternoon of May the 4th.
To protest. Here's why. A world away in France, peace talks to end World War I sold China out, as the protesters saw it. Beijing had hoped to regain control of Chinese territory long occupied by the Germans. But treaty negotiators gave it to Japan. And fury ensued, says Oxford historian Rana Mitter.
When this news got back to Beijing, the students, who young, patriotic, nationalistic, were so angry, so outraged, that they decided that the only thing they could do was to demonstrate.
Protests spread across China, prompting a broader question: why was China so weak, so behind the outside world of railroads, cars, and modern weapons?
They argued that two characters were needed to be brought into China to deal with the problem. One was Mr. Science, and the other one was Mr. Democracy, to completely rethink and retool China.
Mr. Science meant out with Confucius and in with Einstein, Darwin, open debate. And then 3 decades later, Mr. Democracy went quiet. China became a one-party state. Mao Zedong proclaimed the People's Republic in 1949, and Communist China used science to bolster its legitimacy. Cornell physicist Yangyang Cheng writes about China and science, and she says the propaganda went something like this.
If a party is scientific, and if science is the one and only truth, then a party of science must be the one and only legitimate party.
The government handpicked projects intended to strengthen China: power plants, weapons, factories.
Disciplines that directly contribute to national defense, such as the nuclear and space programs, were given priority.
She says this techno-nationalism remains today. But there are limits to Chinese science. Orville Schell, China scholar at the Asia Society, says the fields that thrived had to be approved by the government.
But it didn't want to be infected by the idea of sort of enlightenment thinking, that science was a liberating force, that one had to let thinking go wherever it needed to go.
Historically off-limits were cosmology and certain social sciences.
So they had a very different notion of science, but they wanted the end result, which was power.
Today, critics say because of this top-down thinking, China unfairly subsidizes its high-tech companies and walls off foreign competition. Still, this model has spawned billion-dollar companies and policies and plans to keep moving forward.
Bringing home Chinese scientists, adopting modern, forward-looking scientific fields like AI, 5G, robotics.
For all its success, historian Rana Mitter wonders if China's limits on debate will, in the end, limit invention.
There are still doubts as to whether a system which does rely on people having to behave in certain political ways is going to provide the space to allow the kind of people who will have those really kind of wild thoughts. Could Steve Jobs have emerged in China?
Proponents of China's science and technology model note that it has often proved doubters wrong. Wherever it goes from here, the Chinese will connect their progress back to May 4th, 1919, when a weak and angry country turned to Mr. Science. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.